Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
It is that great time of year when everybody's got the holiday spirit, and you go out and you shop. And if you live in North Texas for the last 30 years, you've always sought out the Ronald McDonald House Train Exhibit. It's always something special. And, of course, it's been at North Park here lately. But, you know, I think in the last 30 years, something like 2 million people have seen this exhibit. And it makes a lot of money for a very good cause. The Ronald McDonald House, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House, and consequently the chief engineer, is Jill Cumnock. And she's back with us this year. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
You get to wear one of those striped, you know, train hats?
I do. We have those.
Do you really?
And we're selling them, too.
I would imagine, because you guys are pretty good marketers on this. So it's at North Park. It's this massive train exhibit. How big is it?
So we it's about 2,000 square feet of train track. So it's a lot of track. So and it runs hundreds of trains and attracts about 60,000 visitors.
60,000? You mean during you're starting up November 18th, and then it runs what till after Christmas?
Through January 7th.
Oh, through January the 7th. So it is going to have a nice long run.
A nice 7-week run.
So how much money does Ronald McDonald House make out of this?
So this raises about $500,000 for our house.
That's got to be the biggest fundraiser you have.
It is. It is. It is very significant. We wouldn't be able to serve the families that we house if it weren't for the success of this exhibit.
And remind us what Ronald McDonald House does now. I mean, it's evolved over the years.
It has. So we have been around since 1981, and we are a home away from home for families who have to travel to Dallas to get medical treatment for their children. So imagine you live somewhere in East Texas even, and you're told your child has cancer, but they can't help you in that town. And then you have to travel to Dallas to get the treatment. You know, most folks would not be able to afford to stay in a hotel while their child is getting treatment. So we provide that place for them to stay. We provide all their meals, lots of fun activities.
And an atmosphere that's distinctly better than Motel 6.
Oh, my goodness. It's very much a home. It has a playroom and a game room and a media room and lots of living room spaces. And it's, I think the best part about staying at a Ronald McDonald House is it gives those families an opportunity to meet other families who are going through something very similar, so they don't feel so alone in the journey that they're on.
And this is still supported, I guess, by McDonald's.
So, yes, McDonald's is our mission partner. They've been with us since the very beginning. About 5% of our total budget comes through McDonald's.
Well, that leaves 95% to raise, which
it
is
does.
Pretty tough. So you've got great positioning this year. It's always, it's kind of like a treasure hunt to go try to figure out where the trains are this year. But you guys are in that strip, the Shishi strip between Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus?
Correct, on the second floor.
So you like your space?
I do. It's a great space.
And so what are we going to see? We're going to see the trains. But then also, one of the fundraising methods you have is you get people to buy cars.
Right. We sell rail cars, and you tell us what you want on it. You personalize it. It could be kids' names, grandkids' names, company logos, college. You know, we've got a lot of college trains this year. So whatever it is you want on there. And then we run it on the tracks. It's at the exhibit. You can take it home with you the day you come to see it, or we'll run it throughout the exhibit period, and then it's yours at the end of the 7 weeks. And so then people will add every year. They'll buy a new rail car. So then you've got quite a display for your own home.
Well, but then you sell advertising space. There are logical places for billboards and everything else. So you're pretty good. You're a pretty shrewd marketer.
Well, you know, it's a great opportunity for a business. You know, if they're a sponsor of the trains, there's billboards, there's all different kinds of signage throughout. Bank of Texas has been our presenting sponsor for 9 years now, and they are fabulous and great to work with. But there's a lot that come back each year. MHBT, we have Zero Energy, just a lot because, you know, when you've got 60 to 70,000 visitors throughout that exhibit, it's a great way to get your name in front of a lot of people and to show that you support those in their community.
Well, and I would guess there's some expense tied to, you know, putting this thing together and maintaining it and then... And then also, you always seem to have the new stuff. You've got the large marge. I think you added the big Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge that's part of it.
We have that.
Anything new coming?
So this year we're adding, North Park has been so supportive of us, and in honor of Nancy Nasher, we've added the Nasher Sculpture Garden this year. And so that's going to be a fun new thing. But we try to add something new every year, and we try to change it up. So this year, when you walk into the space, it's got a very different feel because we've painted the entire space, including the ceiling, a beautiful blueberry blue. And it's got Christmas lights strung all across the top. So you kind of feel like you're in an outdoor street fair when you walk into that space. It's got a very unique feel, very different from last year. And it's just a lot of fun.
So what's the best time to see it? What are the off times?
I would say probably between 4 and 6, kind of around dinner time when most people have gone home. That's a great time to come out.
And then you can head to the food hall out there.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Well, I like it. We look forward to coming to see you, and you do great work.
Well, thank you. It really is. This is the most important fundraiser that we do all year long. This event itself, brings in almost 30% of our overall budget. It's phenomenal, but we can't do it without support from the community and without people coming out to see the trains.
Joe Cumnox, the CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. It's always good to see you. We wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.